Autumn in Horror by Giorgio Borroni. Narrated by Edoardo Camponeschi. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Translation by Bookworm. Act 1. The old Fiat Panda stopped in a field, leaving the dirt track between the arid leaves with a sudden stop. She let go of the steering wheel to rummage through her leather jacket and pulled out her Zippo with a black widow carved on it. Sat in the back, Alfio thought for a second that it was Spider who gave it to her. Perhaps he was also screwing her, but this wasn't his problem anymore, and anyway, he needed to focus on other problems right now. He rubbed his trembling hand through his long, sweaty hair, then tried to gulp down the lump he had in his throat. It had been 36 hours since he last had a hit. He needed a dose so much that as soon as he got his hands on a syringe full of heroin, he would pierce it straight through the sleeve of his denim jacket. But the harsh reality was that without any cash, Spider wouldn't have given them a single damn bag. The last time he had been very clear about that, the creep. The girl lit her cigarette. For a short while, just the crackling of the fire burning paper could be heard in the car. Michael, next to Jessica, opened the window. He couldn't stand the smoke. Alfio tried to get lost in the rustling night of the countryside to distract himself from the cramps running through his arms and legs, but a breeze froze the beads of sweat on his forehead, which forced him to crash back down to reality. "Do we agree then?" Jessica said, staring at him with those cold and hard blue eyes.
"I should be down the streets dressed up as a monster, like other kids. It's Halloween night," Michael whimpered.
Jessica snorted and let out an annoyed puff of smoke.
"You're 21, and Halloween is a shit holiday."
"Ooh, you said the S word, sister."
"Cut it out."
She fell silent, and Michael, sullen, bent his big shaved head down, which was the same width as his neck and crowned with a mop of blondish hair which looked like an explosion of pineapple leaves. Jessica stared at Alfio once more, as if she wanted to analyze him.
"Are you awake? Can you do it?"
She was a junkie like him, but how could she keep it under control? She was as fresh as a daisy, effervescent like her long and blonde curly hair, and showed no signs of withdrawal or yielding. That night she decided to have her dose, and she would have it, goddammit. That's all there was to it. Alfio had no choice but to nod, massaging his sore arm.
"That's our target," she said, and pointed out of the windshield dotted with squashed insects and dust.
Alfio saw the faint light of the headlights illuminate the silhouettes of bare trees that surrounded the square. To him, they looked like evil spirits ready to grab him by their crooked hands to drag him away. A cold shiver ran through his sweaty back. He felt suffocated.
"Where the fuck are you looking?" Jessica screamed at him. "There, on the hill."
Beyond the trees, at the top of a dark hill, he could see the silhouette of a country house, like many others. "What's so special about that house?" Alfio asked, hoping that Jessica had a valid reason for having brought them up here to do that gig, as she called it.
"It's Madame Butterfly's house."
"Whose?" Michael asked.
"An opera singer called Agnese Cipriani. When she became successful and made a bit of money, she developed a crush on her driver. On Madame Butterfly's opening night, coming back from the theater, they had a car accident and she ended up in a wheelchair. They dropped out here, away from everything and everyone. Then years later, she kicked the bucket and left everything to her lover. Nice, sickly, sweet tale, ain't it?"
"What about him? He'll have some weapons at home. And what if we get caught?" Alfio asked. Jessica looked smugly at him.
"He's just an old man. At this time of day, he'll be in bed. Plus, he's a dullard. He spends his life like a prisoner. Inside, there's plenty of money, let me tell you. That guy is so crazy that he probably keeps it under the bed. Spider is waiting for us at the usual place at midnight. It's already 11:10. We must hurry."
They got out of the car, and the cold of that autumn night penetrated Alfio's bones violently. Jessica gave him a small flashlight, then she pointed to the trunk with a gesture.
Alfio opened it, while Michael was having fun picking up handfuls of dry leaves and throwing them in the air. The toolbox was in place. Alfio took it, but it slipped from his hand to fall noisily to the ground.
"Jesus Christ!"
she exclaimed, throwing her cigarette away angrily. "Michael, you take it. He's a waste of space."
Waste of space, Alfio ruminated. There was a time when he was someone for Jessica, unless she had used him from the start. After all, there was no one that she wouldn't try to use, and maybe Spider was the only one with enough balls to stand up to her. Michael grunted and picked up the box, looking at the other guy who looked like an idiot with his dazed eyes. The two siblings switched on their flashlights and ventured into the trees, turning into two dark silhouettes under the pallid night of the full moon. Alfio opened his mouth to call after them with a, "Hey, wait for me," but only the sound of wheezing came out. They wouldn't have waited anyway, so he hurried on to follow them, accompanied by the creak of the carpet of leaves.